Even though you don't have much time for meditation or other things, but you're trying to find the time for your meditation here. So we appreciate your time, or we wish you to have the meditation experience. So we will explain you how to observe the primary object effectively, correctly. For yogis, knowing how to observe the primary object effectively is very important, as it can help them gain mindfulness and concentration quickly and easily. Without correct understanding, yogis will not be able to gain mindfulness concentration. So meditation means observing the object naturally. This is a very important one, naturally, right? We don't control, or we don't try to wish something. We are observing the object naturally, right? Sometimes you see rising, falling, light, heavy. Sometimes you see rising, falling, long, short. Sometimes you see rising, falling, quick, so on. So when you see those kind of experience, do not wonder why. Just observe very carefully, right? If you stopped, then you have the thinking, why this is happening. So means your concentration momentum can stop. So when you are sitting meditation, yogi should observe the objects continuously, every moment, without any stopping or any questioning, right? This is important. In sitting meditation, yogis close your eyes. Watch the movement of the abdomen. As they breathe in, the yogi observes the abdomen movement, leveling, rising. As the yogi breathes out, the yogi observes abdomen moving, leveling, falling. In the beginning of the practice, the yogi may not experience the rising, falling clearly. However, yogi should not try to make the breath longer or shorter, slower or faster. Yogi should not change breath, but simply observe it carefully. In time, yogi will see the rising, falling, right? So mainly when you are observing the rising, falling, just observing abdomen. Then you observe the abdomen sometimes rise, fall, because so we have many yogis. Some yogi already have very good concentration. Mean the yogi may not see rising falling always like this. Yogi might see rising falling up and down, rotating or small or big, according to your concentration, right? So sometimes yogi, many yogi thought rising falling only can be like this. No. Right? In the beginning of the retreat, you can see the rising falling up and down, rising, falling movement like this. But when your concentration becomes momentum, rising, falling can be up and down, rising, falling cool, up and side by side, sometimes rotating, sometimes rising, falling very quick, sometimes rising, falling, you see that rising, falling, rising, rises very long, short. Means according to your concentration, you can see many kind of rising, falling. So that's why when you are observing the object, just observe very carefully. Do not let your mind to think or question anything. So at that moment, you must know you are really aware of object, or your mind is thinking something. If you can observe the object effectively every moment, your concentration, your mindfulness can be momentum. But if your mind, sometimes you have a lot of questioning, why, what happened, instead of observing, even though you sit 1 hour, it's very hard to gain the concentration mindfulness. That's why, please make sure when you are observing the rising falling. While observing the rising falling, yogi may notice many movements and other sensations according to the yogi's level of concentration. While observing the rising falling, yogi mind may wonder, at this occurs, yogi should know wandering mind has arisen, not wandering, then yogi should go back to the primary object, rising, falling, right? So yogi should not control the mind, just observe it, namarupa, the mind and body. Therefore, even though wandering mind might have been often, just observe it. Where anger, greed arise, yogi just observe it, go back to the primary object. When you are observing the rising, falling, sometimes your mind may go away, right? So when you are observing the rising, falling, when you notice your mind go away, know the thinking, wandering, right? Planning, then go back to the primary object. So many yogis, when they see the wandering mind, thinking mind, they feel upset. They feel dislike it. They want to see the primary object perfectly, right? So if you wish, or if you believe, want to observe the primary object perfectly, then sometimes you may have suffering. Because you want to be perfect, but you are not perfect, right? So means at that moment, don't be upset, don't be sad, or don't be worried. Just observe it, the rising, falling, when you have wandering mind, thinking mind, then go back to the primary object. But when you are observing the rising, falling, you must know whether you are observing or your mind thinking, right? If you don't know, you are really thinking or you are observing, means that the whole hour. So very hard to improve your concentration. I always give you example when you are shooting the arrow, right? So you shoot the arrow into the target. If you shoot the arrow into the target very carefully, your arrow can reach the target many times. But if you do not aim carefully, you shoot the arrow many times, but mostly your arrow miss the target. In the same way, when you are observing the object, if you carefully observe, you can see the object every moment. But if you are not very carefully, even though you are just labeling, rising, falling, but your mind is not really reached the object. Means, at the moment, you must be very sure. Right? When you are labeling, rising, falling, at the moment, you must see the rising, falling movement. Rising, falling movement. So, some yogis, they just labeling, rising, falling, but their noting mind is not reach the object. Means that they don't see the rising, falling movement, right? So at that moment, yogi must make sure to see the rising, falling movement. At the same time, when you are thinking mind, wandering mind, yogi should know, right? Then note that thinking mind, then observe, means that the whole hour, your mindfulness is continuously observing every moment. But if you do not know very carefully, then you don't know whether you are wandering mind or thinking mind, or your mind is, you know, really see the rising, falling, means that the whole hour is not really affected your form meditation. Actually, if you practice for 1 or 2 days, you can gain a lot of mindfulness and concentration if you practice correctly, carefully. But don't look in for anything, just observe it there according to the nature of the namarupa, mind matter phenomena, right? After a few minutes of sitting, pain, discomfort, or itching may arise, the yogi should observe it. Yogi should not change the buddhacha immediately to see the pain or discomfort. But observe the pain carefully, engage the pain become severe, the yogi can change the position. But yogi should first know the intention to change, then move slowly. If the yogi does not carefully take note, change the position often, yogi will experience pain over and over again. Therefore, it is better to observe every object carefully. In meditation, yogis may experience many things that meditation teacher will not explain to you before you have the experience. The meditation teacher always tells the yogi to observe object very carefully. Right? So often yogi wonder why does this happen? Why I am hot, why I am bored, etc. Thus, instead of simply observing the object, yogi let the mind wander. It is important for yogi to observe the object very carefully until it go away or until it decreases, then return to the primary object. So means that when you practice meditation, of course you close your eyes, sit very quietly. So sometimes you may see a lot of itchiness, sometimes you may feel a lot of uncomfortable, tight, heavy. This is nature. Actually, even in your house, in your daily life, actually you have this feeling, right? When you are in your house, of course your body itchy, you feel pain, not comfortable, but you change your position immediately. That's why you don't see this kind of experience. When you are in daily life, for example, when you are watching TV, you sit 2 hours. When you feel uncomfortable, you change your position. That's why you don't feel. Right? When you are eating, sitting, sometimes you feel something you changed. But when you are sitting meditation, you stay very quietly. Observe the one object. Then when your concentration becomes momentum, you feel a lot of pain or a lot of itchiness, sometimes the animal crawling your body, you feel there's some more animals crawling their body, sometimes you feel the ant going your body. Then you open your eyes, look around, it is not very good for your concentration. So don't worry, right? Here no snake, right? Even and go your body, the ant cannot kill your life, right? So it means when you are sitting meditation, don't open your eyes. Observe very carefully, right? Observe very carefully. Then if you observe very carefully, you will see the thing slowly, slowly sometimes fade away. Sometimes very quickly, you know that fade away. Then you can see the rising, falling, right? Rising, falling. So when you are very concentrated, even someone make a noise here, you will not pay attention, you will not be bothered, right? If you are not very concentrated, you are observing the rising falling, then someone open the door, close the door, open the book, you feel disturbing. Because your concentration is still weak. If your concentration is really deeper and deeper, then you observe the object, then even though someone make a noise or whatever they do, then you will not be, pay attention to others. That's why 1 hour, make determination. I will not open my eyes. I will observe object very carefully. Of course, rising falling is your primary object. Whether secondary objects appear, observe it is obvious, then go back to primary object. So if you observe very carefully in this way, 3 or 4 days, and grandly, you can observe the objects clearer and clearer. So right now, I will show you how to observe carefully. So the mindfulness means we always need mindfulness. Not only sitting meditation. Every moment you need to observe every our movement, right? So that's why before you sit, so you must observe very carefully everything. When you bow down the Buddha, for example, you start carrying your hands, you must observe this hand, right? Then you observe this hand, right? Then you must observe this hand. Then go together, touch. Then you want to bow down, slowly bow down. When you are bowing down, you must observe the whole body, right? Then you touch the floor. Then you slowly, observed, right, cut off. Then the second time, observed. Then that time, observe carefully. Then you finished. Then even you move your hands, right? You move your hands, you must observe it, right? Like this. Carefully, right? Like this. Then Close your eyes, observe the object. Even when you finish today's meditation, you have intention to open your eyes, right? Intention to open the eyes, note about 3 times. Then opening the eyes carefully. When you are opening the eyes, you must observe the eyes, eyelid, right? How do you feel? So some yogi, when they hear the clock, they just stopped. Not, right? They don't observe the mindfulness. It's very, how to say, hard to improve your concentration, mindfulness. So means that the mindfulness concentration should be carried on every moment, except the sleeping time. So you may wonder why, how we are not, we don't have very good concentration, mindfulness. Of course, I understand you might miss a lot, but at least we must try. Then when your concentration, mindfulness become momentum, then you can observe more and more. If you miss, don't worry, right? Because you come from very busy life. So you may not be, how do they see every moment? You might miss a lot, right? But if you try to observe every moment, then you can observe more and more. This is a meditation idea. So meditation means actually we are observing the body and mind. Right? Mind is very quick. If you want to do something, you do immediately. Right? At the moment, actually, you are not really mindful. For example, you want to pick up this clock, right? You want to pick up this clock, then immediately you do like this. So actually, when you stretch your hand, actually, you have to be mindful. Right? You want to pick up the clock, then you have intention, right? Then you stretch your hand. At that moment, you have to observe. Then you touch the clock, right? Then when you touch the clock, you feel hot or cold. Then you lift, you feel heavy. This is the mindfulness, right? You feel heavy. Then when you carry, you feel heavy, right? So then you put back, you feel heavy. The whole leg. So more heavy here. So means you are observing the object effectively. So you want to pick up the clock, then you have intention, you pick up immediately. Right? So you are not mindful. You are missing a lot. If you miss a lot the whole day, it's very hard to see the object. Especially when you see the brain during your study meditation, means that you are missing a lot of daily mindfulness, right? So some yogis say we have a lot of wandering mind, we have a lot of pain during sitting meditation, means that you are missing daily mindfulness. If you are noting very carefully every moment, then your Sri Samadhi become better and better. You can know the objects more effectively. For example, when you are putting the shoes, actually you have intention to put the shoes, but when you really move your foot, your mind is not on the object. That's why when you touch the shoe, you don't know how to feel. Right? So if you are mindful, when you lift the foot, you might feel how to feel. Then when you put the shoe, how do you feel? You feel hard or tight. Means that you are carrying your mindfulness every moment. So then you move this hand, even when you open the door. Right? So if you are mindful, you touch the door, you feel something, you push. If you are not mindful, you close the, open the door very quickly, very loud. Right? Even we hear from way from you are doing, right? So means that their mind is very quick. If you do not know very carefully, then their mind want to do something, their body follow, then we are missing every moment. So if you are noting carefully, then you want to do something, then you know that you observe it, means even you close, open the eyes, even open our mouth during the eating, you can note. Otherwise, you open your mouth, when you are chewing, you don't know, right? For example, you put the food, then swallow the food, you don't know the chewing, swallowing. Because we immediately put the food, then we immediately swallow, so you are not mindful, right? So means we have to observe every moment carefully. Okay, this is the practicing of the mindfulness, right? Okay, please open your eyes very carefully, mindfully. Do not open your eyes immediately, right? Open the eye, observe the eyes carefully. Okay, this is what we call mindfulness, right? For walking meditation, I will just give you the brief. Walking meditation, if you are beginners, you can observe lifting, placing only, right? Lifting, when you lift, how do you feel? Place down, how do you feel? If you are, or if you have already experienced meditation, you can observe lifting, moving for placing. I carefully, when you are standing, observe the whole body. Standing, observe the whole body. Then standing, then observe the object very carefully.
Sư nói về thiền hành, thì sư sẽ chỉ dẫn quý vị một cách là vắn tắt. Thứ nhất là đối với những thiền sinh sơ cơ đó là mới tập đó, thì quý vị chỉ có để ghi nhận hai cái động tác mà thôi. Là cái chân mình dở lên rồi mình để xuống. Thì dở lên, để xuống, mình đều ghi nhận hết. Và chân phải và chân trái. Còn đối với thiền sinh mà tập lâu hơn thì ba giai đoạn là dở lên, đưa tới, rồi để xuống. Thì mình đều ghi nhận trong khi cái chuyển động đó nó xảy ra. Và trước từ cái thế ngồi sang cái thế đứng rồi đi thiền hành. Thì bắt đầu ngồi lên, mình đều ghi nhận hết. Rồi đứng lên cũng ghi nhận. Rồi khi mình bắt đầu đi thiền hành thì mình đều ghi nhận hoặc là hai động tác là thiền sinh mới hoặc là ba động tác là thiền sinh lâu.
So this evening I will give you more detail of organ meditation.
Và tối nay sư sẽ giảng thêm về thiền hành.
So right now we are cutting up, right? Now you have intention to cutting up. Then when you before you cutting up, you have intention to cutting up. Right? Then, when you are getting up, do not get there immediately. Observe the whole body. Right? Then you want to you move the your knee, and you observe the one. Then you have to observe your movement. Then slowly. Getting up, right? So when you are getting up, you observe your body, you feel tight, heavy, those are real meditation objects, right? So when you are observing the object, you feel the whole body tight, the whole body tension, this is the meditation object. Don't look for anything. You will not find anything, right? You will feel tight, tension, sometimes pain, light, sometimes the whole body light, you don't feel anything, sometimes so, right? Those are real sensations. Before you sit, for example, when you go to come to the meditation hall, then you stand up. You want to sit down. Then imagine sitting down. Then when you are sitting down, observe the whole body. Then you feel tight here, right? Tight. When you observe that slowly, you feel a lot of sensation, right? Then observe carefully. Then sit down, then you sit. Means every moment you have to observe that your any movement. So means that you are aware of whatever you are doing. Right? So you are not missing. Otherwise you are missing a lot. Your mind thinking somewhere you are sitting down. That's why when you ask you how do you feel when you are sitting down, you don't feel anything. Because your mind, when you are sitting down, your mind is not on the object. When you are drinking the water, drinking the juice, right? You take the juice, when you are drinking bad, you are not aware of. That's why you don't feel. So every moment when we observe the object, then we feel something, right? So that's why, please be mindful every moment.
sư nói là ví dụ khi từ cái thế ngồi quý vị đứng dậy thì trước hết quý vị ghi nhận cái ý muốn đứng dậy của mình, rồi từ từ cái động tác mình nó xảy ra mình đều ghi nhận hết. Khi quý vị đứng lên đó, thì ghi nhận cái cơ thể mình đang di chuyển lên, thì quý vị sẽ thấy có những cái sự căng thẳng chẳng hạn như đầu gối, như cái bắp đùi, thì quý vị đều ghi nhận vì đó là cái đề mục của cái sự hành thiền. Và khi quý vị đứng lên thì ghi nhận toàn cái cơ thể mình đang đứng như vậy. Nếu mà trong khi cái cử động nó đang xảy ra mà quý vị phóng tâm nghĩ những cái khác mà không có ghi nhận cái đề mục thì quý vị sẽ không hiểu được những cái gì nó đang xảy ra. Và khi quý vị đứng lên rồi, quý vị muốn ngồi xuống thì ghi nhận cái như là từ cái thế đứng mà mình muốn ngồi đó, thì ghi nhận cái ý muốn ngồi của mình trước, rồi từ từ cái thân hình mình hạ xuống mình đều ghi nhận những cái chuyển động xảy ra. Thì có thể lúc đó cái đầu gối mình nó căng vân vân thì mình đều ghi nhận những cái cảm xúc đó. Thành ra trong một cái thế mà di chuyển nó có nhiều cái động tác nó xảy ra thì tất cả điều đó đều là đề mục của sự hành thiền, mình không có đi tìm gì hết, nó đang có ở đó. Thì nếu mà quý vị ghi nhận thì quý vị sẽ hiểu được chuyện gì xảy ra. Còn nếu mà trong khi nó xảy ra mà tâm mình cứ nghĩ đây đó thì mình sẽ không thấy được. Cho nên khi mà trình pháp, sư hỏi khi quý vị đứng dậy hoặc là quý vị ngồi xuống, quý vị kinh nghiệm như thế nào, thấy cái gì thì thiền sư nói không có được, bởi vì không có ghi nhận những cái động tác khi nó đang xảy ra như vậy mà tâm tư suy nghĩ thì mới thành ra nói không được.
Okay, then please cut it up slowly, slowly. Right? Down, standing, standing, down, standing, standing, then go out, walking, right? Or walking.
Bây giờ sư nói quý vị bắt đầu đứng dậy, xong rồi bắt đầu đi ra đi thiền hành trong cái thời gian còn lại của cái giờ thiền hành.
Okay, all every yogis, please cut down mindfully.